Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, it's Tuesday, and it's supposed to rain and hail and get scary.
Yay.
What? Yeah, I don't know what's going on
here. Last day of summer, baby.
Yeah, and it's going out with a bang. Hey, we have election results. And it's the same guy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes you happy or sad. Doesn't
Daddy's
really matter.
Chilling.
Yeah. It's worth it. Nothing changed.
Glad
guys.
We did this. Although I have to say, I've half of my family's American, and they're like, "You guys did a federal election in 6 weeks." We're like, "Yeah, it could be that easy for
and
you."
And didn't
too.
Make international news. Really.
I know.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Not at all.
Yeah. So checking in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind today?
2/3 of people fake laugh at jokes just to fit in. And I've never felt more exposed in my life. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
TJ takes a random stat and makes it about himself.
Yeah. Isn't that what this is normally about?
Yes.
I love you, buddy. And by the way, we rarely have to fake laugh at your jokes. You're quite funny. Just saying.
Don't believe that anymore.
Jax, what about you? What's going on?
I went to a comedy show last evening, and I'm here to...
Whoa, what? Really?
Yeah.
On a school night?
On a school night, and it was an early evening comedy show. Outdoors, socially distanced. It was really, really, really funny. And I'm here to tell you that people are just as awkward in social situations as you would imagine. So we're all in this together.
Yay!
Everybody's just socially awkward. Yeah.
That's great. And now, producer Leo, what's up with you?
Do you guys ever lay out your clothes the night before thinking you're going to kill it in the morning? Yeah, TJ, you can
just
relate.
Just TJ.
Yeah, just me. I do every morning, and then I do kill it.
And then you do kill it. Okay, opposite of me, I laid them out last night thinking, woo, tomorrow morning, yes. And then I put it on, and I feel like I look like a plant.
No,
see, this is why.
You look cool.
It's three different greens.
Cool. TJ and I have had many debates about this, and this is why I don't lay my clothes out the day before, because I always feel like if I wake up and I'm in a different mood,
absolutely,
I'm going to go back into my closet anyway.
Oh, no. I had no time for that. Oh. I wanted to do that, but I put on what I had.
TJ, how do you manage that if your mood changes and you want a different fit?
You just remember that you're the czar of efficiency. And it doesn't matter how you look because you did it really quick.
Okay.
I'm going to take that, TJ. Thank you.
I like that. Hey, the pandemic has led to a shortage of a lot of things, but Lunchables? Yes. 6:15, we'll talk about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, hello there. Did you know that you can't get Lunchables? Scary, huh? So according to some new research, guys, Lunchables are going through a bit of a shortage because of the pandemic.
Understandable. They're delicious.
The parent company, Kraft Heinz, is saying they're having difficulties, but working fast and furious to get Lunchables back on track.
Good.
They haven't given a reason, but the, I guess they're saying ingredient and labor constraints have put the product on, quote, allocation until next year.
Understandable.
So, pandemic.
So I'm assuming, 100%.
Yeah.
Allocation, I'm assuming, just means like you're rationing your Lunchables.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And as they should. What was your favorite Lunchable?
I was about to ask you the same question, and I have a somewhat controversial pick.
Let's hit
the pizza one. Because you could never, you couldn't cook them, right?
The dough
you
was always so cold.
It was always so cold because it was in the fridge and it was in your lunch bag.
Pizza bowls.
And then you had the like little, like the sauce, I hope, and then the cheese on top.
Yeah.
You know, like a pizza.
Yeah. That sounds good.
What else was it at, TJ? Oh,
no. Maybe pepperoni.
There was
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, there was.
That one was good, and I like the ham too.
I, as a child, would always ask my mother to get the jambon. Because I didn't understand that was just French for ham, and I thought it was different.
No, and mom, also, don't get the ham. Get the jambon.
Mom, I prefer the jambon.
So you guys are wrong because it's turkey, cheddar, and then of course the Kit Kat as the treat.
You
Kit
fancy,
Kat was
huh?
ultimate.
The Kit Kat as the treat. You know, I couldn't handle the pizza ones because I can't. Because it was like soggy pizza crust with. Like limp pepperoni, right? Like it was just not great.
This is a song of my people. even when I was a kid, I remember looking at the pizzas thinking like, this isn't good for me.
Yeah.
How old were you when you bought the last one? Can you remember?
Oh, I bought one like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, in the middle of the second wave, I went through a bit of a thing where I needed comfort food.
Yeah.
So
very common.
I was getting, and I'm sure my stomach... at the moment, we'll show that off. But I was getting Lunchables. I got croissants. I love a good croissant. Mm. And I was doing some like really good pastas. And I say me, it was actually my girlfriend, Natalie, who cooks a really mean like olive oil and spice like pasta thing, like, without even a red sauce.
Just grab the stuff.
And like mushrooms and that's what I was doing this past winter. I was going full comfort food.
The 289, call me psychotic, but I love the hot dog ones.
Oh, the hot dogs were good, yeah.
Guys.
They were always on sale, and that's the only reason my mother would justify buying them.
Cold hot dog in a Lunchable.
Cold hot dog, hot hot dog, give me it all.
Wow, that's wrong to me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know why this is news, but it is. Britney Spears, back on Instagram, you guys.
She's back, baby.
Finally.
You know,
it's only been 4 days.
It's so funny. No one can leave social media without announcing they're leaving social media.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't understand that.
I know one person. They've been gone for 4.5 years now.
Oh, and nobody's ever noticed.
My friend's husband. Oh. But he's also like a quiet tradesman. So that's probably why. You know, he's not on there like putting up recipes or vlogging.
Right.
Yeah.
Or following influencers.
Exactly. He doesn't really need it.
No, that's fair.
It's true, though. I can't think of anybody who hasn't announced. They're like, all right, guys.
Guys, I'm going to go.
You're going to miss me when I'm gone.
Yeah.
And Britney said she wanted to do this because she wanted to enjoy her
engagement.
Engagement. Yeah. And I guess she took 4 days, enjoyed the engagement. Now she's back.
She's over enjoying the engagement.
And the other thing I want to know is, like, you can just not go on the app.
Yeah.
I do think that with Britney, though, it's different because I think she's aware that people were worried about her. Mm-hmm. So if her Instagram goes quiet all of a sudden, she didn't want people
But she
to
deactivated
worry.
It. So there's a difference, right? Yeah. You couldn't search her name. And the thing is that, like, okay, because of just that point, you know, because TJ, we're all, like, watching to see where this conservatorship thing goes, her dad stepping down. If her Instagram goes silent, everybody assumes the worst, right?
Yeah.
So it's good that she said something.
Yeah.
But do we need to deactivate it for a few days?
I think that
feels intentional.
Probably also her only real connection. You know what I mean? After so many years, like, that's how she kind of connects with people and talks with people and, like, sees what's going on in the world. So maybe she was like, oh, damn, I actually need this back really bad.
Well, then conspiracy theory, like, wasn't even her who deactivated her account.
Was TJ, there don't do this. Is there conspiracy theory, or are you making this
I'm
up?
I'm making this up.
Okay.
Oh, TJ, do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right,
Government has a handle on stuff, Jax.
Wow. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. So there you go. Britney's back.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to CTV News, Justin Trudeau won the federal election with a liberal minority government. Despite them thinking that it could take up to a couple days to count all the votes due to the mail-ins. That's what they're reporting. So no changes. And this last month was
really
worth it.
So everything's just about the same.
Yeah, we did it, everybody.
At least something's the same.
Yeah.
You know? <There's>
That's funny.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new class that is going to dive into The Weeknd and Drake at Ryerson University. It's a course called Deconstructing Drake and The Weeknd, which is an app name. It's by Dalton Higgins, and it's coming for the winter 2022 semester. Dalton Higgins, by the way, is an award-winning hip-hop journalist and pop culture lecturer who has authored 6 books, including the definitive biography of Drake, Far From Over, The Music and Life of Drake. I think Jack should probably sign up.
So I tried to.
Actually,
I looked into it last night. It's a course that's part of RTA, like the Radio and Television Arts program. So
really?
I don't know if you actually have to be in the program, but it says no prerequisites. So I'm looking into it. Don't worry, gentlemen.
I have to be honest with you. I would love to take that too. If it was online, I would take it.
I think it is. I think you have the options on most of these courses.
Do you think that you're qualified to be in the Radio and Television Arts program at Ryerson?
I applied to Ryerson and I didn't get in.
No, I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
And do you really want to take this course and drop by the Ryerson for a third time?
Beauty school dropout.
What do you think is the filthiest spot in your bathroom, Jax?
I would say behind the toilet seat.
Ooh, good
little
one.
Crevice.
Good one.
And wild.
I almost think, this might be weird, but you know how your kitchen sink is where you wash your hands, and you brush your teeth, and people spit? And so, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it might be your countertop.
Oh.
Interesting. Mm. Okay. It's not. And it's not the toilet or the sink, which were the two most popular answers. It's the towel rack.
What?
Whoa.
Researchers are saying that towel racks are rarely cleaned when people scrub their bathroom.
It's true.
But they should be because damp towels are an ideal breeding ground for harmful microorganisms. Microorganisms.
Yeah.
Got it.
Nailed it. And bacteria. Scientists say you should clean your towel racks 3 times a month. And as part of the study, they found that 60% of towel rails were in the really dirty category of their study.
Hmm.
For comparison, just 10% of toilets were found to be really dirty and 20% actually tested clean.
I can confidently say I just learned a lot from this trending.
Right?
Yeah. That's thank you.
Okay. Every once in a while. Broken clock, right? Twice a day. Or in this case, twice a year. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, if you haven't listened in a little while, we get texts every morning these days saying, like, guys, I'm just getting back to my routine for the first time in like 18 months. It's nice to know you're still here. It's nice to have you back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you.
Missed you.
And welcome back. We did miss you. And welcome back to the roads. Bloordale Beach. Something that occurred over the pandemic was this Bloordale Beach thing was created. And is it on a is it an actual beach, Jax?
No.
Is it by water, Jax?
Absolutely not.
Is it mostly a garbage dump?
No.
Kind of.
Is it a makeshift garbage dump?
It is a garbage dump.
So Bloordale Beach is in the West End, and it emerged as, I guess, a place that people could socially distance, hang out outside during the first wave.
Yeah, so it's a large pit behind the Dufferin Mall that used to be a school or a building. I'm not entirely sure. It's located just tucked behind Bloor and Brock, and it's really large, and there are some beach chairs, which are just old patio chairs, and there are some... Like, there's some wood.
Sand. There's sand.
There's sand. Some call it dirt, but it's mostly sand. And, like, it is made by the community, like, as a joke. Like, hey, obviously we don't have a beach here, and it's the end of times, so let's make a beach.
Well, and there's actually, like, a water quality hotline that they've posted. Like, they do fake Toronto things.
Jokes. And, like, the Instagram account is really, really funny. And, guys, as you know, I didn't have a lot to do at the beginning of the pandemic, so I would mosey over there often. Because I like to go to the Dufferin Mall, too. So it was two of my favorite spots at once.
Didn't you have a date there?
At the
Bloordale Beach?
I did. I had
really?
I had a picnic. I had a taco picnic there, yeah.
Okay. Now, again, this is just a vacant lot. Yeah. But the community kind of did turn it into something where it's like, hey, you can see people.
Yeah. And it was really, really cool.
It was. And it's really unfortunate to tell you, but they are turning it back into a school. So it will be a new high school.
Yeah.
The way Jax described it, imagine you're not from the area.
Yeah.
And Jax goes, hey, do you want to go to Dufferin Mall? And instantly you're probably like, maybe not.
It's not that
Do you want to
bad.
Go to the lot behind Dufferin Mall that's vacant? Definitely not.
Yeah. Listen, and we all have to keep busy, okay?
Well, but the thing is that, you know, 10 years from now, we'll talk to, like, I'm thinking of my kid Everly, who obviously went through the pandemic but won't remember it. And I'm thinking, like, 10 years from now when she's 12 years old, we'll tell her about stuff like this and she'll be like, really?
Yeah.
That's what you guys did?
You think she'll be willing to talk to us when she's 12?
Okay, maybe not.
She'll talk to me, probably not you.
Yeah, definitely not me. Yeah. She's not going to like me very much at that point.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Anything Britney Spears right now is a big deal. And that's because we're all sort of watching what's happening with the conservatorship. So when she took a break from social media, everybody's like, is something wrong? Yeah. She's like, no, I'm just enjoying my engagement. She deactivated her account for like a week and then came back.
Not even a week. Like, honestly, I think it was like 4 or 5 days.
Okay. So there you go, right? And it got us kind of talking about, like, social media breaks. And I said earlier this morning, name a friend of yours that's taken a social media break and hasn't announced it to all their friends on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody says it. Like, well, I'm taking a break. And everybody's like, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You know what? Mental health first.
All right, I'm done with Facebook. Yeah. And then they get a whole bunch of comments. And like, you know what? Maybe I'll stay. But if you didn't comment on this, I'm removing you as a friend.
That's I was going to say my favorite one is like, if you're reading this post, you made it through the cut. It's like, I don't want to be here.
How did I make the cut? I haven't talked to you since high school.
I don't want to be here.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. So you're just creeping my photos.
Yeah, stop.
So... have you ever taken a social media break?
Not a social media break, but I would... Does Tinder count? Because I've done the thing
Sure, why not?
Okay, then yes. Because I would have Tinder, and then I'd be like, I'm done with Tinder. Literally 24 hours later, I'd be done with it.
I was ready to delete Bumble, and the last person I matched with is the person
Natalie.
I'm with now.
Yeah.
I was like, if this one's a dead convo, I'm done.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be really great.
Yeah.
But... with you on that, Jax?
I took a 4-month Instagram break back in like 2013, 2014.
Wow.
It was just too much. It was just overwhelming. And like, I just wanted to take a minute. And
it was
I did.
New then, too.
I didn't announce it. Yeah, it was just like, and it was just, and you're right, it's new. So it was just overwhelming. And that's what the thing was, right? So I was constantly comparing myself and feeling anxious. And I was like, all right, this is me and my iPhone 4 aren't getting along, you know? I don't want this anymore.
I might have to take a TikTok break soon.
Yeah?
You're deep into that portal.
My TikTok feed is getting dark.
Is it making you anxious?
No, it's just, you know, when you know you're wasting a lot of time on it and you don't even look at your screen time app because you're like, I know the answer to this.
So I mentioned Natalie. She's deactivated her account. Mm-hmm. For no other reason other than she's like, I spent way too much time on this app. I want to see what it's like without it. Now, I hate it because I used to send her Instagram posts that would be like funny stuff or that stuff that I found funny that she'd kind of pat me on the head and go, yeah, sure, it's good. And I'm like, I should have sent this to TJ. Yeah. He'd appreciate it.
Damn right.
But her thing was like, I'm spending a ton of time on this. What if I did anything else? And
That's a productive brain, right? Like that's somebody who's very smart and understanding what that does to their time.
Yeah.
That said, I think she's turning, this has been over a week now, and I think she's turning a corner of, okay, I kind of miss it. Like, I used to follow all these people, and like, she likes to follow like influencers, and like, there's this account called Shop Thing Live where you can, it's like high end shopping. And they'll actually, it's based out of Toronto. These girls are insane. They're so smart. They go to retail outlets that have like private sales.
Yeah.
And they'll say, like, say you want a pair of Gucci shoes.
Yeah.
Which I had never considered having Gucci shoes in my life.
Gucci loafers, here I come.
But it'll be like, these $1,200 shoes are $100.
What?
And they will, and if you want to buy them through this Instagram account,
what?
That's what you do.
Smart
so that's
ladies.
What these girls do. Yeah. Super smart. All out of Toronto. It's amazing. And so she's like, you know, I like to do that. Like, cause it's not about the buying. For her, it's about the browsing.
Yeah.
Like what's available, right?
Perusing.
And so anyway, so she's like, I missed that. I missed some other things. So my question to you is 416-872-9999, 999-999 text. What is the shortest break you took from social media and what brought you back?
Yeah.
What was the thing you were like, I just can't do that.
I just can't quit you.
You started out with great intentions, though. It just didn't last. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Camila Cabello.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Listen, social media breaks must be preceded by somebody saying, hey, guys, I'm taking a social media break. Britney Spears did it. Your best friend does it. It happens. And here's the thing. Everybody's always back within like a week or two.
Oh, they always come back.
Right. And now, we do blow an inordinate amount of time on like TikTok and Instagram. But I think the best among us just accept it and go, this is where the world is going.
Yep.
And I'm going with it. Now, what's the shortest break you've taken from social media? What brought you back? 999-999 to text. TJ?
From the 519, I once took a few weeks off of social media and realized I had missed multiple events to weddings, showers, baby showers, parties, and what have you. At that point, I realized I needed to get back in time saddle or I'm going to miss all kinds of fun.
I used to get Facebook invites from my friends, and I never checked my Facebook invites, right? Because I had a million of them. And then they'd be like, oh, you missed a so-and-so shower on the weekend. I'd be like, why did no one email me or text me? And they're like, oh, we sent you a Facebook invite.
Yeah, we sent you a way more inefficient way to contact you.
That used to be the best way to organize a party, though, I will say.
But that ended in like 2011.
That's true. That's very true.
From the 289, when I broke up with my boyfriend, I got off social media, but I came back the next day to find another one. LOL.
Get back on the horse.
This last one here from the 416. 7 hours. I was sleeping.
that's all it takes. Jax,
I have to call out my sweet girlfriend, Michelle. She knows boundaries with social media and she'll like go on little breaks. But she, this is probably like 8 months ago, she deleted her TikTok because she was like, I'm wasting too much time on here. I'm just scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. She wasn't really posting. She was just scrolling. And now she's still off of it. But she'll just watch my TikTok. She'll just go through my page. You know what I mean? Like watch over my shoulder because she's still entertained by it. But no. She doesn't want her own.
No, 100%. That's the thing. I send
Natalie.
Natalie
yeah.
refuses to download it. Yeah. I'll send her TikTok. She goes, this is hilarious. I'm like, this is what you'd find on TikTok. No, can't do it.
Not a chance.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to CTV News, Justin Trudeau will remain the prime minister. The Liberals won the federal election yesterday with a minority government. This is according to CTV News, of course. Despite them thinking it could take a couple days to count all the votes due to the mail-in votes. So, no changes. Yay. That's super fun. Drake is now a chicken businessman. He's expanded his empire. Is now an investor in Dave's Hot Chicken.
Yeah.
He announced on Monday that he's taking on the minority stake in the chicken chain, which is a weird thing to say aloud. He said in a statement, I tried the food and it was amazing. After meeting the founders and hearing the story, I jumped at the opportunity to invest.
Canadian. pretty sure. They've just opened some restaurants here in Toronto. I know that.
Yeah, they have a couple here and there. I think they're getting two more, but I think they are originally American.
Are they American?
Either way, they're so good. I tried it down in LA one time. Yeah. It was delicious, yes.
Would you pay $10,000 for an online dating coach? Because you can. Her name is Amy Noble, and she's a really expensive New York City dating coach that people are saying is very, very worth the money. She says, I get to know each client on an intimate level through my 9-page intake questionnaire.
Holy smokes.
Then I revamp their dating profiles to reflect their unique personalities, tastes, and values. The questionnaire asks things such as, what was your biggest fear about letting love in? What are some of your quirks and your best friends tease you about? Or what are some things? And what would be the most you'd pay to make sure you found love? Because the minimum for that, I guess, is $10,000.
Wow.
Okay. Okay.
When you think back to your darkest days on Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, whatever it may be, how close were you to going to the bank, asking for $10,000, them saying no, you going to an even sketchier place to find $10,000, and then paying someone to, quote, revamp your profile?
I just asked Jax. So where am I going wrong?
She did it for three.
Yep.
She did it for chicken wings, actually.
that is true. And also, I'm too cheap.
We were
cheap
at the Wheat Chief.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. I'm too cheap to buy Super Like, so I'm not going to give $10,000. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Come on now.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
There's nothing worse than giving somebody your Super Like and then they don't Super Like you back.
Yeah, it's like, is mine broken? What's going on?
Hey, 5K a day. We have a winner. I have a name in front of me. And I'm going to tell you who it is. If it's you, at 8 o'clock, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, you just jumped in the car for the first time in 18 months to go to work. Welcome back.
Yeah,
good to see
you.
We get texts every day now, and people are like, hey, I just got back to my routine. It's nice to hear you guys still on the air. Believe me, we're relieved too. And I'm kidding. But it's nice to have you back. I know it's I think they were saying traffic's at about 75% of what it was pre-pandemic. Yeah. So,
which is already busy, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
We're getting there.
It doesn't help that everything's under construction, too.
Oh, yeah.
So welcome back to that. But we're super pumped to have you back in the car or however you listen and kind of feeling cool about things going back to normal a little bit, you know?
Absolutely.
Now, this is weird. Normally, you get big thunderstorms and that sort of thing August, right? That's usually our big kind of crazy thunderstorm
end
month.
Of August, humidity breaks. Yeah.
We are about to get it now. So it's going to rain all day today, but it's not going to be crazy. Tomorrow is when it gets crazy. So check this out. They say a messy combo of heavy rain, large hail, and strong winds.
Large hail.
Large hail.
In the city?
Yeah.
Could be, TJ.
They're saying some regions could get over 100 millimeters, which is 10 centimeters of rainfall.
Uh-oh.
10 centimeters is a lot.
Yeah.
And areas around Toronto, Barrie, and Windsor seem like the hot spots that'll be hit hardest. Now, here's what's going to happen. Windsor will get hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
Barrie will get hit hard. Toronto will be sunny all day. I don't know
so
what
no
it is.
Hail. No hail for us.
Whenever there's a, like a snowstorm warning, it's always like, oh, Windsor got it. Oh, Clarington got it. Barrie got it really, really bad.
Yeah.
Toronto, it's like, oh, nothing happened. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what it is, but we have this weird thing where we just get this immunity pass.
Hammock. I've left my hammock out.
Did you?
Yeah. It's already in rough shape.
At least you'll be able to catch all the hail when it comes down.
Oh, yeah, true.
You can have a nap in it.
My ferns.
What do you do with a hammock in like the wintertime? Do you have like a hammock cover?
You're curious to know how hammocks hibernate.
Yeah.
I looked it up. I can disassemble it and put it in my basement.
Okay, so that's how you're
going to reassemble it in the basement.
Oh, true.
No, it's spooky. It's spooky down there. I'm not going down there.
Jax does have a Texas chainsaw basement. For sure.
Murder basement?
That's for storage.
100%. Now, what are you guys going to do the next 48 hours? You can't go outside. It's going to be raining. So what's your cozy lineup looking like midweek?
What am I going to do with the best 2 days of the year?
Yeah.
Gee, I don't know. Yeah. Do exactly what I've been doing, which is not going outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jax?
I'm going to the gym. Adam and you were supposed to come today, but you're not going to. I'm going to go to the gym and then I want to watch some movies this afternoon.
Yeah.
What are you going to
in the lineup here? What should we all watch?
It's going to be something nostalgic. Yeah,
no, it's going to be Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh,
that's what I want to watch. Yeah, I
thought you were going like Bridget Jones or something like that.
I can't watch Bridget Jones every day, Adam.
Okay. Wolf of Wall Street.
I love it. It's a good movie.
Not the last time I watched it because I had a gummy. And
oh no!
And it was a long 3 hours.
Yeah. The quaalude scene, if you have a gummy, is a little bit odd.
Yeah, that was the one where I was like, I need
to get
a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So first day of fall starts tomorrow at 3:20 p.m. Summer will officially be over, although if you're like TJ, it's been over since September 1st.
Damn right.
Now, we got to welcome in fall. Jax has a video coming out tonight on Virgin Radio Toronto. I'm not going to say too much other than you've got a video coming out tonight.
Oh,
and it's a lot.
There may be some dancing, and there may be a scantily clad costume.
I may be a dirty little witch.
Wow.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to
wow.
say it.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to say it.
So what time on that? What time on that? What can we expect?
7:30.
Okay, 7:30. Virgin Radio
7:30.
Toronto.
We're build it up.
Have a look. Now, today, we're going to rank something decidedly fall, right? Because fall starts tomorrow. We decided that we would rank your favorite soups.
Mm-hmm.
You got a top three in the soup category? You're going to Farm Boy? Which one are you picking up that's pre-made? That's what we want to know. So we're going to start with Jax.
Cream of broccoli soup, ladies and gentlemen. I love cream of broccoli soup.
Why? Because there's cream.
And broccoli. And sometimes bacon. It's rich. And if you put a little hot sauce on there, especially buffalo hot sauce, that is zippy dippy, let me tell you what.
Buffalo hot sauce
yeah,
is
I love
underrated.
Buffalo
people only do it on wings. You got to do it on other things.
I love buffalo
hot sauce. Zippy dippy.
Yeah.
We need to talk a little
we
more about
we can't blow
dippy.
By that.
Yeah, no.
That
you're right.
It's so good. It's so good.
TJ.
Zippy dippy. My zippy dippy number three is veggie soup.
Whoa.
It's classic. It's nice. It's an ease into the list. It reminds me of my grandmother.
Oh.
It's just the vanilla of soups, TJ. My favorite soup is broth.
Like, is this your list or is it my list?
I bet chicken noodle is number one for TJ.
screw you guys. I'm allowed to like what I like.
Yeah, we love you, buddy.
Yeah, okay, what's yours?
Okay, well, this is for my father who was born in Montreal. Split pea and ham soup, baby.
Ooh, jambon.
A Quebec favorite.
Yeah,
now,
so good.
Can it be a little bit bland? Yes. But a little hot sauce, like Jax mentioned, super good.
Mm.
And here's the thing. It sticks to your insides, right? You're
that's
not
right.
You know, some soups,
jeez.
You're like, you eat something and you're like, I'm hungry an hour later.
Yeah.
Split pea, it's like, I don't need to eat for
hearty.
The next 48 hours.
That's right.
So here we go. Number two.
Wonton soup. Give me that bok choy. Give me that soy sauce and give me those wontons. It's also like... Again, another soup that you put some hot sauce in. It's incredible. It also, like, when it's really cold out, that'll fix you. From your toes to your head, that'll fix you.
TJ.
I didn't have a chance to explain, but veggie soup.
He's so mad right now.
is the perfect lunch soup.
Oh.
Which means that number two, cheddar broccoli is the perfect dinner soup.
Tell us about cheddar broccoli.
It is thick.
Mm.
It's creamy. Your body loves it and then hates you afterwards
yes.
for eating it. It fills you right up and it makes you feel so warm. There's no better soup to eat when it's like snowing outside. You just shoveled the driveway with a shovel because your dad refuses to buy a snowblower and you're
that's
the last
right.
house in the neighborhood to get
that's
one.
Right.
So then you come inside and you make some cheddar broccoli or you get a bowl of cheddar broccoli soup and life feels normal again.
Mm. It is pretty delicious.
It's so hearty.
Do that. Number two for me. TJ liked veggie soup. I like uni vegetable soup.
Pardon
one
me?
Vegetable, tomato.
Ew, ooh, no.
Yeah, save the skin for me.
Yeah, tomato soup with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yuck.
Oh, no, you can't add sides. It's just the soup.
Oh, it's just, well, okay. I love a good tomato soup. You have a little basil leaf on there,
so
too.
Good.
Some pepper. Mm, so good, warm.
It's a good
but
soup.
You are hungry a little bit later, so you've got to make sure that you have good soup. You go to bed early.
I don't know if I'm going to make people angry with this, but chili.
Is not soup.
It's not
chili's
soup.
A soup.
No, it's
that's
chili.
What
chili.
I wanted to get you guys
chili
going on
chili.
This.
I'm
chili
upset.
Is considered soup because you find it in the soup aisle. And I love a good, hearty chili. I'm talking ground beef or ground turkey, extra beans, and sometimes, hang on, don't, be nice.
I'm sorry, are socks considered shoes?
When you're walking those little legs,
same thing.
Those skinny little legs down the soup aisle, what do you see?
You
Campbell's
see,
chili.
Like, you
Campbell's
see
chili.
A
yeah.
whole bunch of soups, and
guys,
then adjacent to it
chili,
is chili.
Chili
I
is
think it's
a
more of a
stag
stew.
Chili is a soup.
I think it's more of a stew.
Well,
that's my
okay.
number one. And I stand by.
All right.
Well,
all right. All right.
Yeah,
that's her line
yeah.
in the sand.
Yeah.
TJ?
My number one soup is actually a soup. Squash soup.
Hey!
I love a squash soup.
Yeah.
It's the feeling of fall. It's like drinking a pumpkin, and it makes you want to go to a pumpkin patch.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you want to go there in plaid and blundstone boots and sit on the back of a hayride and ingest those fumes and then eat a bowl
that's
of
what
squash
you're,
soup.
You're spending most of the fall doing the pumpkin ride thing, right?
1,000% I am.
Yeah. See,
I'm dating a girl
my...
from Peterborough. This is my destiny.
Oh, yeah. I hope you got your plaids ready. Number
Adam.
One for me. Same thing as TJ. Butternut squash soup, baby. Now, this is one of those soups that's so good. I wish that there was more of it so I could bathe in it. It's one of those. It's just.
Yeah.
It's
I respect that. Warm like that.
Warm like a blanket. Does have sometimes, if you have the right one, a little bit of a bite on the end of it,
yeah.
which I like. Kind of leaves you like, ooh, I need to have some more.
Yep.
And I think about butternut squash soup often. I'm so excited and ready to get into the butternut squash soup season.
I'm wondering if you guys didn't have any other soups to choose from because all the good ones were gone, or if those are actually good
soups.
At least
we picked soups.
Yeah.
Guys, chili is
my
a soup.
My number one soup is a sandwich.
All right, so give us your give us your rankings. Top soups. In celebration of fall starting tomorrow, 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. Please make sure they're soups, not chili.
Hey!
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Listen, fall starts tomorrow. We need to start talking soup. And by the way, the next 48 hours are going to be just rainy and hail. And
I love it.
So it's extra comfy weather,
cozy.
Obviously.
Cozy town.
So let's just acknowledge one thing off the bat. If you're just joining the show, by the way, welcome back. We love you.
Yeah,
thank you so
hello.
Much for coming. Jax listed chili as her number one
hell yeah.
soup.
Hell yeah, brother. Pardon me? Yeah. It's
now,
dumb? It's
what's,
truth.
What's the text say, TJ? Tell her.
From the 289, I stand with Jax.
That's right.
And we'll say chili is a soup. Don't you dare argue.
Huh.
Don't silence me.
No, there is a chef, though, that texted too, right?
A chef did say that, sorry, I just missed it. As
no,
a former chef,
bad.
Chili doesn't typically have a stock or a broth. Therefore, not a soup. Sorry, Jazz.
Because the inside joke here is that at the gym, nobody knows Jax's name is Jax. They all think it's Jazz.
So there's this one Jazz. Woman that keeps calling
girl.
Me Jazz, and I don't have the, she's been doing it for 2 months.
Whatever.
I don't have the heart to tell her.
That's cool, Jazz. Anyway, TJ, what are the texts saying?
I think Jazz will like these. From the 905, number three, cauliflower soup.
Oh,
use
yeah.
potatoes instead of cream, and it thickens it up amazingly. I've
thick
never had cauliflower
I've
soup.
I've never had that really either. Good. That sounds really good.
Man, cauliflower continues to surprise, huh?
Yeah. So good. So good.
Number two, Italian wedding. What's an Italian wedding soup?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's like mozz balls. Hang on.
Good.
Look it up. It's incredible. And the broth is like super thin, and you put a little bit of salt and pepper on it. It's so good. And it has like, also, you can have like little tiny rice balls and everything in it.
I Googled Italian wedding, and I forgot to put soup, and it was just a bunch of wedding photos.
Okay.
But here we go.
Here we go.
It is a soup consisting of green vegetables and meat. It's popular in the United States and a staple in many Italian restaurants. It does look like a...
It's fabulous.
Yeah, yeah.
It's delicious.
Really, really good. And number one, a French onion soup. I feel like you either really, really like French onion soup or you really hate French
I
onion
like
soup.
The cheese on top.
Yeah.
yeah.
So once
just
you
like
get
cheese.
Past the cheese, it's like,
there's just onions.
And I love onions. I love onions.
Me too.
But not that
too
much.
Many onions. Yeah.
From the 519, they sell this at Farm Boy, apparently. Coconut curry lentil soup is by far
yeah.
the best.
I have
so good.
It's so
amazing?
Yeah. good.
It's so
yes.
good.
Yes, get it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
From the 905, number three, creamy tomato soup with goldfish, if we can't add grilled cheese.
Oh. What are you, six? Come on.
Number two, French onion. And number one, loaded potato featuring bacon bits, cheese,
yeah.
and green onions.
I've never had one.
I want a soup that tastes like dinner. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you
that's,
do love
yeah.
a party
yeah.
soup.
Yeah,
hey,
like a burger
loaded
soup.
Potato soup sounds incredible.
yeah, yeah, it sounds
burger
really good.
Soup.
Burger soup. Yeah.
Last one from the 905, potato leek soup. It's filling and warms you from head to toe.
My girlfriend makes a really, really good potato leek soup, and I eat it too fast.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to CTV News, Justin Trudeau won the federal election with a liberal minority government. So no changes.
It's done.
They were thinking it could take a couple days to count all the votes due to mail-in votes. So I guess we're going to have to like officially wait and see. But CTV is calling it for the Liberals. There's a new class that's going to dive into The Weeknd and Drake at Ryerson University. It's hosting a course called Deconstructing Drake and The Weeknd. And it's by Dalton Higgins, who is an award-winning hip-hop journalist and pop culture lecturer, who has authored 6 books, including the definitive biography of Drake, Far From Over, The Music and Life of Drake. So, yeah, they would probably know what they're talking about.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a pretty popular class. And, Jax, you were saying it's like...
I tried to get into it, to sign up last night. But apparently, so it's a part of the RTA course, Radio and Television Arts at Ryerson. So it's like one of... It's not a prerequisite, but I don't know if you have to be in
like
the program.
Elective.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to be in the program to get into it, but either way, I'm trying to break into the course, hack the mainframe.
Do you feel like you're qualified to be in a radio and television arts course?
Adam, I don't like when you bring this up because you know I tried to get into Ryerson and they didn't accept me in 2007, and I'm still sore about it.
I tried it in 2006 and they didn't accept me then.
Yeah, here we are, old guy.
Yeah,
here
we managed.
That was a Humber Hawk. Yeah, Hawk, yeah.
I was a Humber Hawk too.
For how long?
A year. I dropped. Okay, so in case you don't know the joke here, that
he's a dropout.
I dropped out of Ryerson because I couldn't get into RTA, so they put me into like a philosophy light course, and I wanted to die. although Socrates is fascinating. And then I went to Humber to do radio. Yeah. And I dropped out of that after a year to take a radio job.
Yeah.
And so I have dropped out of two schools.
Spread
and
your
I have
wings,
a high school
baby.
Education, baby.
Spread your wings.
They have since renamed the school the Adam Wilde Institute of Radio Technology.
They have not.
That's not true.
The filthiest spot in your bathroom. Any guesses? Well, we were just reading our text line. 999. Someone said the light switch. Another one said the doorknob. Those are not it. Neither is the toilet or the sink. According to science, it's the towel rack.
Okay.
Weird.
Very interesting. I was very interested in this
morning.
You were
enthralled by this. I love it.
Yeah.
Researchers say that the towel racks are rarely cleaned when people scrub their bathroom, but they should be because damp towels are an ideal breeding ground for harmful microorganisms and bacteria. And scientists say you should clean your towel racks minimum 3 times a month.
Dirty little microorganisms.
They said that 60% of towel rails were in really dirty categories, according to this study. For comparison, just 10% of toilets were found to be really dirty, and 20% actually tested toilets tested clean, which actually would surprise you how clean your toilet is, but it shouldn't because you clean it with bleach, right? Like you have the little
Well,
spray.
You should.
Yeah.
You should.
Ideally. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a single guy, in which case you're like, oh, you're supposed to clean your toilet? That's what's trying to get TJ.
Thank you, TJ. 5K a day. You are, like, seriously, you are less, or you're just over an hour away from getting another keyword so we can get you entered so you can win $5,000 tomorrow morning. 10 a.m. with Shannon Burns on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The biggest debate on the internet right now involves a local Toronto boy. It's taken over Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. There's a whole bunch of stuff on this. It's crazy, actually. And it all stems from Billboard, the chart service.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It all stems from one of their tweets. And they said, is Drake in 2021 as big as or bigger than the Beatles or Michael Jackson at their peak?
Oh, okay. So somebody woke up and chose violence, I guess.
100%. So I'm curious about what your thoughts are on this. Hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. Remembering, too, that when we're nostalgic about something, oftentimes we build it up to be bigger than
yes,
it was,
even
if it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Drake. Like, if you're talking, like, statistically, it's got to be Drake. Just look at his Billboard numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, on the Billboard chart alone, he had 9 of the top 10
it's
songs
true.
On the chart. He also has, I believe, the most songs in the top 10 of all time, mm-hmm. most songs on the chart of all time, most album week, something like that. Anyway, there's a bunch of stats that he leads in for Billboard. So if you're just looking at Billboard, which clearly I am, he's clearly number
well,
one.
Well, he hasn't left the Billboard Hot 100 in albums, I think, since he entered in 2009, he's not left.
Yeah. Yes.
There's always been something there.
Okay, well, Billboard used the word big, right? So that word can go all over the place. Big to me means impact, okay?
Mm,
and impact.
Where's producer Leah going with this
Would we really say that Drake has it over MJ?
Toosie Slide?
Absolutely not. Okay. Thank you for helping my argument. Right? I mean, we have Usher because of MJ. We have
Thanks,
basically
MJ.
Ever. I'm thankful.
So happy.
Okay, 2001 Usher, I'm good with that.
All right, okay. Fine, I got another one. Beyonce?
I think Beyonce was coming either way.
You think so?
I don't think you're going to stop that horse.
Yeah, once Austin Powers 3 came out.
I think if you were gonna take Destiny's Child and compare it to anybody, it'd be the Supremes, right? Diana Ross.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Right?
But if you're going to take Beyonce alone as a single artist, MJ, there's lots of MJ.
This is getting murky, though. TJ, I think, has a point because statistically and because of the spread and because of the access that everyone has the artists, like the streams and the, you know, how global they are, statistically, Drake is bigger than both of these artists, group and artists.
Statistically. Now, let me throw a couple wrenches in this plan. First off, the addition of streaming services like iHeartRadio and Spotify, we now know how many people are actually listening to each physical song, which we didn't know before. We only knew sales. Now we know actual listens, which is different, right? Because because basically we know on a much deeper level these songs that would have been considered cult favorites in the past are now actually, you know, just huge hits. The other thing I want to say is we're talking big, we're talking impact, and Leah, you made a really good point there. I'm gonna put a place in for the Beatles here.
Yeah.
And the reason is that only Elvis had a bigger impact on music around that time. And I think we have to look at, like, if you look at pop music in the
late 50s, early 60s. They were 2-minute songs.
Yeah.
And
it was about my gal.
Yeah. It's like me and my gal at the dance. Yeah. And I brought carnations.
Yeah. And I love her.
Yeah.
100, yeah. I just
and
love her.
And I love her. And I'm 17 and we're going to get married. Yeah. That's what pop music was.
And then something so different came.
Yes. Yeah. And the Beatles came in and they started in that. And then, you know, as they keep going, they changed with the time. So they got psychedelic and then they got introspective.
They experimented.
100%. Mm-hmm. And I say Drake did the same thing. Michael Jackson did the same thing. I completely get that. But what I'm going to say is the Beatles' impact on pop music. You don't have to like the Beatles, but the way they changed how we listen is still the biggest impact, because that really was a pivot point. Do we listen to music a lot different now because of Drake?
Yeah.
Probably not. It's more has to do with the technology that's changed. But the Beatles changed with the art. That's just my thought.
I do think that you have to take your own advice that you said at the very beginning, which was don't mix it up with nostalgia. And I think that Beatles are a big, big, big nostalgia play.
I'm not saying like the music. Right? You don't have to like the music. I love the Beatles, but you don't have to like it.
Just because they did something for the first time doesn't mean they did it better. Like Drake has done something that a lot of artists have done before, but he's done it better.
Yeah. Mm. I think one day we're going to be able to look back. We're not appreciating Drake for what he is right now, which is the greatest artist of our generation.
Absolutely true. It's
People are like, he gets so much heat for no reason. Yeah. And this is coming from someone who criticized Certified Lover Boy because in my eyes wasn't a very good album. Yeah. Still the greatest artist of our generation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't argue that.
No. In our generation, you make a good point.
Wouldn't argue that.
Innovative, those guys were MJ and the Beatles. I would say Drake is trendy.
I don't like the innovative term, though, because, like, the Beatles just did something. They were just the first ones to do something that was bound to happen.
Would you argue that the first car ever made is better than a slave?
I'm going to pause everybody here. TJ, finish your point.
Would you argue that the first car ever made is better than a Tesla?
That's a little
TJ, come back. Come back to me, TJ.
So here's what we've had our discussion on it. Now we want yours. Hit us up, 999-999 or 416-872-9999. And I know people get a little bit religious when it comes to the Beatles and Michael Jackson. Let's look at this from an objective point and not throw any insults at anybody else's music.
Too late.
I just want to know who you think is the biggest. Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Ooh, spicy debate. If you're just joining us, by the way, welcome back. We love you if you're just rejoining us. And we want to enrage you this morning.
Start a fight.
Yeah, that's really what we're going for here. So Billboard put out this tweet, and it has just taken over the internet. And it's about Drake, the Beatles, and Michael Jackson. And they asked the question, is Drake bigger now at his peak than Michael Jackson at his peak or the Beatles at their peak? Mm-hmm. Essentially, that was the question. And so a lot of people have a lot of different answers on this. I know it's split the room here. What are the texts saying, 999-999-TJ?
Texts are pretty split, I should say, from the 514. I will say during Michael Jackson's time, there were great artists, but none came close to his greatness.
Hmm.
Unlike Drake, there are great artists who are as good as he is right now.
Interesting. Well, statistically, and I think TJ made a really good point on this, I think Drake is the all-time of everything holder.
And the person he keeps beating out for those titles is himself. Like every single time.
And the person he would always beat before was Michael Jackson or the Beatles, right? Yeah. So it's interesting. Statistically speaking, it's pretty tough to make the argument that it's otherwise. But then a lot of people will talk about, like, impact. Right?
Yeah, actually, somebody said impact-wise, like culture impact-wise, from the 905, it's Drake. Music-wise, statistically, like Jackson TJ said, it speaks for itself. But in terms of culture change, there's just not as much as a dramatic culture change that can happen right now, whereas in the time of the Beatles and even Michael Jackson, that was happening.
Because there was actual mania around the Beatles, right? So that's the difference, is you would see mania and you would see people flocking, thousands and thousands of people. It's not the same now, so it's like...
star accessibility.
Exactly. It's not really comparable. It's not really comparable.
Can I throw something out there?
Always.
Of course. I disagree with the social change aspect of that. Look at what we've seen in the last 5 years.
True.
Me Too, BLM.
True.
Like all that other, you know what I mean? Like I think that we've gone through, and then COVID on top of that, I think we've gone through tremendous societal change in the last 5 years. It's been, I would liken it to what it was in, like, what they tell us the late 60s were like.
Yeah, right.
Right? Huge change, complete fabric change, overhaul. It's bigger than we think.
We can all agree on one thing. If you were making music before you landed on the moon, it doesn't count, right?
No.
There we go. That's a hot take. Here we go.
Last text here. From the 647, I think the answer is Michael Jackson. Drake hits are huge right now, of course. But will we be listening to his songs with the same ferocity that we are right now? I would argue that there's no longevity, whereas Michael has the longevity. Tell me you don't get goosebumps still when you hear Beat It.
I do.
Hey. Yeah.
But I still think I'll be listening to Drake. I don't know.
And no?
We'll
be listening to it because he will transcend himself. But Michael Jackson, his music stays. It's classic.
Really?
Okay. Yes,
really. Keep the text coming. 999-999.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
According to CTV News, Justin Trudeau won the federal election with a liberal minority government. Oh, I should have said spoiler alert. Sorry if you had a PBR and wanted to watch it when you got home.
God.
My apologies. Despite them thinking it could take a couple days to count all the votes, that's what they're calling at least. So no changes.
You know what, though? We've had a lot of ups and downs over the past couple of years, and at least this is consistent. I'm trying, guys. I'm really trying over here. Yeah.
I don't know.
It was cool to vote.
Yeah, sure.
If you like holding little pencils, it's definitely a fun thing to do. Yeah. Drake is now a chicken businessman. He's expanded his empire and has invested in Dave's Hot Chicken. He announced on Monday after taking the minority stake in the chicken chain. He said in a statement, "I tried the food and it was amazing. After meeting with the founders and hearing their story, I jumped at the opportunity to invest." So when you think about it, at its core, the story goes like this. Mm-hmm. Drake had Dave's Hot Chicken and then went, "I should invest in this."
Yeah.
Yum. And then met with the founders and now owns part of a chicken company.
Imagine.
It's a brilliant move. You know what they say about Tesla? If you had bought a Tesla when the company first came out, you'd taken that amount of money, what it took to purchase a Tesla, and just put it into Tesla stock.
Yeah.
You'd be like a 10 times over a millionaire right now.
Thanks, Adam.
So what Drake does.
I think what Adam's saying is that Dave's Hot Chicken is going to put out a very successful car.
I just think they're probably worth investing in. It's Hot Chicken. It's amazing.
Would you pay $10,000 for an online dating coach? Because you can, and people have. Her name is Amy Noble. She's a really expensive New York City dating coach. People are saying it's worth the money. Now, here's the interesting part. Some of the things that she asks are to get to know the client on an intimate level through a 9-page intake questionnaire.
Holy smokes.
She says, I then revamp their dating profiles to reflect their unique personalities, tastes, and values. The questionnaires ask things like, what is your biggest fear around letting love in?
Oh.
What are some of your quirks that your best friends tease you about? And what would be the most you'd pay to make sure you found love? I think the answer to that is at least $10,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Would you guys do it? 10 grand? You had no success? No matches on Tinder?
Far too cheap for that.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm too cheap. Yeah.
What's the line? Tinder premium?
Tinder premium. Yeah. Or Bumble premium, whatever that was, where you get to... What do you get to do with the Bumble thing where you subscribe and then you get to...
I think it's probably the same where you just get to see who matched you.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? Yeah. Do you want to match back?
Not that, but no, of course, never paid for it. I did. Yeah, I thought mine was broken.
I totally did.
It wasn't broken, just not getting matches. That's what's trending on TJ.
What? I like the end of this show.
What?
You know what? No, it's vulnerable. I like it.
What? Yeah.
I don't mind.
I was actually getting ready to delete it, and then I met Nat,
and then that was it.
That was it. So,
she's
worth
the one.
The money, I would say.
Yeah.
Hey, Shannon Burns is up next with a keyword for you so you can win $5,000 with 5K a day on Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.